OnlyFans put many of its users through an emotional ringer. Sex workers are getting fed up. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jed Kim, in from Hollywood. Before we get too far in, this episode discusses sex work. If you'd rather avoid that, come back in about 3 minutes. Sex workers are planning to demonstrate outside of several major banks in New York City today. They say Bank of New York Mellon and others are discriminating against them by refusing to process payments for companies like OnlyFans. That's the social media subscription site made popular by sex workers, and it recently said it was going to ban adult content and then backed off after criticism. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been reporting on this and says payment processors push decisions on what can happen online.
Many sex workers say that that is, you know, very unfair to them and that they're not doing anything illegal and so they shouldn't be punished for it. But what it's also done is it's pushed many of these websites to promote the use of cryptocurrencies. And, you know, the fans of crypto will say, well, this is exactly what it's for, to go around the sort of control of these big payment processors that are making, you know, maybe moral judgments. But on the other hand, some sex worker advocates complain it adds an additional tech-savvy barrier.
It seems like a lot for sex workers to have to navigate. I mean, especially with like a relatively new way of doing business.
The activists and advocates that I've talked to about this say that that has really changed the power dynamic in sex work, with creators having more power in terms of how they want to work, when they want to work, and the type of work that they want to do. At the same time, this does mean that sex workers are now effectively tech workers trying to navigate all these new platforms. They have to become experts at reading and unpacking terms of service and all of the changes to the regulatory framework of where they can work and exactly how. And many of them feel like here is yet another technology that sex workers sort of helped elevate into the public consciousness, and now they are being potentially blocked from it.
To be clear, what you've been focusing on in your reporting is legal sex work.
Right. I think when people hear the term sex work, it can often encompass a lot of different things. It is a spectrum from the legal things like fan cams and the legal porn that you find online. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you have prostitution, which is legal, you know, in a few places, but not very many in the United States. And all of that is very separate from things that are illegal everywhere, like human trafficking and child prostitution or abuse. And Jed, it's worth noting here that, you know, when people are talking about being concerned about platforms where this type of abuse is higher risk, you know, according to the most recent federal human trafficking report, which looked at 2020, 59% of online victim recruitment and sex trafficking cases happened on Facebook, followed by sites like Instagram, WeChat, and Snapchat. And when it comes to, you know, trafficking of children for sex crimes, it's even higher.
Since we are talking about legal work, when we're talking about OnlyFans, why did the payment processors, why do they care?
They care because there's a lot of social pressure. There are many lobbying groups, activist groups that really believe that online pornography is a danger to society. And they have been very active in pressuring the payment processors and other platforms to make this type of content inaccessible. But if there's one thing you can say about the sex work industry over the centuries and millennia, it's pretty resilient.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. And now for some related links, all of which will be safe for work, I promise. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has been objecting to the outsized power Visa and MasterCard have over adult content. Last December, in the aftermath of the credit card company's cutting ties with Pornhub, the EFF posted an article to its site warning that society hasn't granted such power to these companies, and censorship often gets used against the powerless. Also, a more recent article in Protocol updates the context of the payment processor free speech debate. Kimberly mentioned that Facebook and other major social media platforms comprise the most used online recruitment tools for sex trafficking. CBS News covered the latest federal human trafficking report. Facebook calls trafficking and child exploitation abhorrent and says it has policies and technology meant to prevent it. Still, a huge number of child trafficking victims were recruited through Facebook last year. If you're working in the adult industry and you're interested in collective power, there are unions you can join, such as Adult Industry Laborers and Artists, and also the Adult Performance Artists Guild. We've got those links for you too. Finally, so much of OnlyFans is dedicated to the sexually explicit that many people wondered what would be left if all that stuff was banned. Bustle has a list of 17 accounts that have nothing to do with nudity and therefore, arguably, stood to gain from a less crowded field. Although, arguably, Cardi B would have done just fine regardless. It could be a useful list for some of you to keep handy in case someone discovers your credit card statement and has questions. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.